Researchers looking for evidence of early human migration along Alaska's southeastern coast probably have been looking in the wrong place. Recent geological studies suggest that the island's coves and beaches that later became home to contemporary Native cultures likely did not exist when the forebears of those cultures first moved into North America from Asia around 30,000 years ago. At the annual Paths Across the Pacific conference held last month in Sitka, scholars considered how deposits of seashells, sometimes found high in the mountains of Southeast, provide clues to an ancient shoreline that may have been the home of the first Americans. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Forest Service geologist Jim Bachtel was among the first to realize that Southeast Alaska was not completely buried by glaciers during the last ice age. Animal and now human remains found in the extensive cave systems on Prince of Wales Island demonstrate that there were habitable areas where life thrived over 10,000 years ago. But this is scant evidence to build a new theory of human migration on. Until recently, geologists have assumed that because so much water was locked up in the glaciers during the Ice Age, sea levels were about 300 feet lower than today. What would have been Alaska's coastline, they believed, where people would have lived and gathered and hunted, is now deep under the ocean. But Bachtel and other geologists for the last few years have been exploring something that may turn that idea on its head. They're called raised marine shell beds. Bachtel has found seashells all over Southeast Alaska, 1,000 feet above present sea level in Juneau and 400 feet above present sea level near Wrangell and Petersburg. Here's how Bachtel explained it to the Paths Across the Pacific conference in Sitka.
The weight of the ice is so immense when it moves out on the land that it pushes down on the land. When the ice retreats, the sea invades the land and the land bounces back up. These deposits were laid down when the sea invaded the land and now are found above modern sea level today.
The phenomenon of glacial rebound is still going on today, but the rate of uplift is minuscule, and it hasn't really factored into the search for the earliest Americans. The raised marine shell beds, Bachtel believes, indicate that the rate of glacial rebound at one time may have been staggering. He puts up a slide of an aerial photograph to prove his point.
So if you wanted to look for a cultural site that was somewhere in the 8,200-year range, you would want to be walking this old paleo shoreline around here and not looking down where the shoreline is today.
Bachtel called the search for the earliest cultural sites in Southeast like finding a needle in a haystack. But at least the anthropologists and archaeologists attending the Paths conference now know where the haystack is. Despite the evidence that areas of Southeast paleo shoreline may actually be far above current sea level, Bachtel said that rising ocean levels did factor into where people might have lived. Citing data from ocean core samples taken around the Queen Charlotte Islands, it looks like the seafloor near the continental shelf may have been dramatically higher at one time. Bachtel puts up another slide that shows what Southeast Alaska's coast may have looked like 14,000 years ago, with vast swaths of land extending in front of the glacial walls. Some of our favorite halibut holes, he tells Sitkins in the audience, may have been islands. As the glaciers began to recede, the bulges dropped, and the oceans began to rise rapidly. Early Americans living on the bulge would have moved. Bachtel believes the ocean rise could have been as much as 5 centimeters a year.
And if at that time you and I would have lived to be 40 or 50 years of age, the sea level would have risen 6 to 8 feet during our lifetime.
But despite relocating often, the earliest Americans may not have had it too bad in Southeast Alaska. Bachtel says that fish bones found in the Prince of Wales caves with the remains of small mammals were Pacific sardines. Climate data and ancient charcoal suggests that the temperature may have been about 4 degrees Celsius warmer on average, with half as much precipitation. Forest fires may have been part of the ecology. Bachtel says that life for those first coastal Americans, if we ever find where they lived, may have been a day at the beach. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.